how King Canute rebuked the tides, how King Alfred burned the cakes, all of that sort of thing. It was very much the equivalent of reading about George Washington chopping down the cherry tree. If it wasn't all true, then it should have been. And that was the version of English history that generations of English children grew up on, and in that version, the Norman conquest was central. But not everyone was convinced. Back in 1930, two men named W.C. Seller and R.J. Yeatman wrote a parody of an English history textbook that they called 1066 and All That. And in the book, they promised to include all the history you can remember, including 103 good things, 5 bad kings, and 2 genuine dates. And of those 2 dates that they thought were really memorable and important, one was 1066. And you can tell they thought it was important from the title of the book, 1066 and All That. But they were writing a parody. They were, in effect, making fun of the focus on turning points like the Norman conquest of England. Did 1066 matter as much as English school children were taught to think it did? Well, I think there are 2 main reasons why the Norman conquest matters. The first reason is that the Norman conquest truly made England a part of Europe. It joined England to Normandy, and thus to France and the rest of Europe in a very fundamental way. We'll see that before 1066, England was very much part of the Scandinavian world. The kingdom had been conquered by the Danes in 1016. It had been ruled by a Danish dynasty for nearly 30 years. And furthermore, many inhabitants of England had very strong family ties with Scandinavia. However, after 1066, it was clear that England was going to be oriented towards France and the rest of continental Europe rather than towards Scandinavia, and this meant that England was going to be a full participant in all of the major cultural currents affecting Europe. The English church would be right in the middle of all of the great changes taking place in religious circles in the 11th and 12th centuries. England would not be a backwater. It would be a major player. So English history was going to be linked to the rest of European history from this moment on. The second reason why the Norman conquest matters follows directly from the first. England was transformed by this contact with the continent. The language spoken in England, the literature read and enjoyed in England, and the castles and churches built in England were all very strongly influenced by what was happening in France. However, English culture and English institutions proved strong enough to hold their own. They were not simply swept away at the time of the Norman conquest. They survived, and they blended with the new elements brought into England by the conquerors. And the result was a very rich hybrid of the 2 cultures, English and Norman. Now, perhaps the crowning glory of this hybrid was the English language itself. It's a language with one of the largest vocabularies known to man, simply because it contains both a French and an English version for many words. You can eat, that's English, or you can dine, that's French. You can meet someone, that's English, or you can encounter someone, that's French. Now, these pairs of words mean basically the same thing, but there are subtle differences that speakers and writers of English can take advantage of. English speakers just have more choice. One reasonable estimate puts the number of English words at about 250,000, which is roughly twice as many words as you have in Spanish. Now, this is not to knock Spanish by any means, and Spanish speakers have a good comeback. They might retort that their vocabulary is smaller because Spain never got conquered by a bunch of Frenchmen. Although the French certainly tried a couple of times. But the fact remains that this large vocabulary is part of what has made English the extraordinarily effective tool for communication that it is today. And all of that is a legacy of the Norman conquest. And of course, England would go on to become one of the great imperial powers of world history. It would found colonies that would spread the English language, English culture, English institutions all around the globe. And I'll have more to say about the effect of the Norman conquest on the English language in a future lecture. But before we plunge into the story of the conquest itself, I want to talk a little bit about how the Norman conquest has been interpreted throughout history. I want to suggest that there have been, in a sense, many Norman conquests of